Thank you, Gio. Thank you. Thanks to the organizer for this opportunity to give our contribution to this relevant and interesting discussion. So I try to share my screen. Okay. So thanks again. In my presentation, my 12 minutes, I will try to give you an overview of this new complementary pathway that we developed in Italy in the last 2 years. First of all, let me clarify the context in which this pilot project, we can say, has been established and created by UNHCR, by us, and by many partners. So first of all, through the New York Declaration, you know, states committed to expand access to third country solutions, including resettlement and complementary pathways for the admission of refugees and persons in need of international protection. And the New York Declaration, you know, highlights the commitment to develop and promote opportunities for refugees to be granted a study visa and scholarship in EU member states. At the same time, the Global Compact for Refugees affirmed that in line with national and educational laws, policies and planning and in support to host countries, states and relevant stakeholders should contribute to expand and enhance the quality and the inclusiveness of national education system to facilitate access by refugee and those community children, adolescents and youth to primary, secondary and tertiary education. You know, we repeat this in many occasions, the situation of academic access to education for refugees is quite dramatic, because only 3% of refugee students manage to access to academic education against the 37% of the global average. And how we explain in our policy paper the 3-year strategy on resettlement complementary pathways in our paper on refugee education 2030, our objective is to achieve a 15% of enrollment rate in higher education programs for refugees in those countries and third countries. So this is the background in which we create our project. You know, the causes of these low access to higher education are many reasons. Lack of education and facilities in for refugees, the lack of funds for education cost, lack of documents, or probably difficulties in recognition title of study for many refugees, the trauma that refugees suffered in many occasions, and the need to have other priorities, job, housing, etc., etc. So the consequences of this is that right of education, the basic right of education, is denied for many refugees. Refugee missing opportunities for job integration. Refugees with high education are often frustrated, and thinking particularly to the Syrian crisis. The public rhetoric defining refugees as a burden on society and not as opportunity. At least the country of asylum, in this case Italy, missing opportunities for new resources, new precious resources under cultural and for the cultural and economic growth. So this is the background, the context in which we create our University Corridors project. The objective of the project is to improve access to education opportunities for refugee students, promoting the grant of student visa and scholarship in Italy through the Higher Education Institution Initiative. So, who are the beneficiaries of this project? Refugee students or students recognized as refugees in Ethiopia by Ethiopian authorities in cooperation with our office in Ethiopia. Students graduated who are in possession of the first cycle of degree from university only in Ethiopia. This is a choice made by the Italian university with a GPA at least equal to 3.0. what are the benefits of what we granted with this program? First of all, legal entry in Italy with a study visa that issued by Italian embassy in Addis, supporting a pre-rolling at the embassy of Italy in Ethiopia and holder letter procedure. You can imagine a conversion travel document, etc., etc. Flight tickets that are paid by the partners, scholarship and accommodation for at least 2 years, because the students are graduated for the first cycle, and they manage to enter in Italy for a biennial course of degree, so for the master diploma in Italy. Supporting engagement in the local student life and community, social, legal, and psychosocial assistance that is granted by the partners of the program, and supporting promoting in job insertion at the end of their study. So as I said before, the project started in 2019, is in a pilot phases with the support of particularly of Bologna University that we supported Bologna University in creating this new program, and the support Bologna University received 5 students in September of last year, and then in just before the arrival of students, even another university in Italy, Rome University, the Lewis University in Rome, accepted to take another student in their university. So in 2019, 6 students arrived in Italy through this program. And last year, we formalized an agreement with 11 partners. Partners are UNHCR, obviously, the University of Bologna, Caritas Italiana, who are the role to support the students not only in Ethiopia through Gandhi Charity, that is a partner of Caritas in Ethiopia, but in Italy during the inclusion path in Italy. MFA, Minister of Foreign Affairs, is a former partner of last year project, even in this year. And last year we have also two local partners, 2 associations of sales and district industrial managers who help University of Bologna in select the students. Given the positive feedbacks of last year project, and consider that this project has been submitted by the MFA, Minister of Foreign Affairs, last year during the Global Compact for Refugees in December, this year we decided to increase the partners, particularly to increase the university involved in this project. And for this year, 11 universities decided to open university corridors in their university. So we have Milan, Padua, Venice, Florence, Pisa, Perugia, L'Aquila, Rome, again, Lewis University, and the 2 universities in Sardinia, Sassari and Cagliari. So, 11 universities plus Bologna, who have a coordination role even this year, for a total of 20 scholarships. So, if we see the number, is a quite increase for in 1 year. And this year we have 15 national partners, the university, UNHCR, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Caritas, and World Design and Board, and Gandhi Charity, who supported the students in before the departure in all the travel arrangements, and once arrived in Italy, granting all services that are needed for the students in their life. How we structure this project. First of all, there was a phase in which we identify the main university that can be involved in this project. So this took more or less 3-4 months between October of last year up to February of this year. We identify a list of university available to open university and to grant a scholarship to students. Then each university draft and finalize and publish a public call for each university. Then we started the dissemination of this project, of the initiative in Ethiopia. This year we created also an ad hoc website that you can find on the slide, universitycorridors.unhcr.it. thanks to this website and the work and the support of colleagues in Ethiopia and of Gandhi Charity, this year university received more or less 160 applications. Then university started the selection of the students, consider 160 application, and shortlisted students have been more or less 47. And so started the selection that is carried out exclusively by the university based on the preparation, the academic background of the students. So the university drafted a list of the final list of students admitted, and that is published. Particularly the list will be published by today afternoon. And so in July and August, we started all the procedures for the travel. So the pre-enrollment procedure, the request of visa, and the conventional travel document. One of the main, not only, but one of the reasons why we decided to open these corridors in Ethiopia, for many reasons, first of all, because as we listened before, Ethiopia already have a corridors to Italy with the humanitarian corridors, so the embassy is quite already prepared to have another corridors to Italy. But another reason is the strong presence of UNHCR in Ethiopia and a strong cooperation with the Ethiopian authorities. So, for example, in Ethiopia, we can manage to issue the conventional travel document in arrangements with the Ethiopian authorities. So once all the travel arrangements have been concluded, students are expected to travel back to Italy in September. We hope that they can arrive in September, for the beginning of the academic courses. And then they have 2 years of study in Italy. 2 years where we can live and study in Italy. So which are the main protection considerations that we take in consideration when we started this this project? First of all, the legal status in Italy, because the students are recognized as refugees in Ethiopia. They travel with a study visa on a conventional travel document, and when they arrive in Italy, they can receive a residence permit for study. So they are refugees in Ethiopia, but international students in Italy. They are able to apply for asylum, for international protection in Italy. As already said, they receive in Italy all mentoring, academic, psychosocial, and legal support by partners of the university, by national partners. They can apply for a job, for a regular job at the end of their study in Italy. They can apply for a family unification during their stay in Italy. In the case of Ethiopia, they can legally return to Ethiopia after 2 years of study. And so we ensure, obviously, the principle of discrimination, no discrimination, and confidentiality. So the objective of the project is not only the legal entry of the students in Italy, but one of the main factors is to guide them, to accompany them in their inclusion and integration path in Italy. And they receive support not only by specialized staff, legal operators, social operators, but we identify in each location, in each university, in each city, a group of volunteers that can support the students in their life in Italy. So the idea is that the students can feel as welcomed and protected as possible as we can, and they continue their studies freely in Italy. Let me say another key point. As UNHCR, we have a coordination role to ensure that safeguards and guarantees are ensured. We are all in Ethiopia, as already said, but the university are at the center of this project. They draft and publish the public call. They select the students. They have, let me say, with us, but the responsibility to take care for these students once they arrive in Italy. So this is for us is a very added value of the program. University are the center of this project, and this year we asked the university to identify even other local partners that can support the students in their life in Italy. So not only Caritas, World Design on Board and Gandhi Charity, but each university identifies some local partners that can support students in Italy. And this is a very interesting aspect because in the local partners we have banking foundations, medical associations, small municipal libraries. So these are very key aspects of the project. So here we can find some key reference documents that guide our actions in this during last 2 years of this project. And that's all from my side. Thank you.